It's Personal Finance Monday. We kick off this segment with a discussion on what you should be earning at different stages in your life. The discussion stems from a recent report which depicts what one should be earning in their 20s, 30s and 40s. That report got me thinking that many South Africans, including myself, are not even close to what is suggested. Certified financial planner and acting CEO at SASSI, Gerald Mwandiambira, who is not a stranger on this platform, joins us for tonight's conversation. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening. How are you, Tumi?
Very well, thank you. Let's start here. Is it realistic to be within a certain earnings threshold given one's age?
I don't think it's a fair topic for this particular market is in South Africa because of the earnings disparity between those who are earning and those who aren't. Mm. These kinds of discussions tend to work better if you're looking at the developed markets or developed economies where the earnings bands are much closer together. Mm. But obviously there are targets which we all need to try and set in terms of knowing how much we have achieved, because it's good to set these targets. So from a financial planning perspective, for example, they say that by the time you're aged 35, you should have saved the equivalent of your annual salary.
Jojo, I'm even scared.
so that is in anticipation to you obviously reaching your retirement goal of being able to have sufficient retirement income when you reach retirement age.
Right.
Obviously, if you choose to retire earlier, these numbers increase in terms of the velocity. So it's important that we all accept that it's unfair to say at 30 you should earn a million, because it depends what you study, depends what field you're in, it depends what career path you're in, but rather set these goals for yourself nevertheless so that you keep progressing in life.
And the reason why we talk about this, I was going to ask you what determines one's salary scale. And with that question, I want us to encompass, once you've determined your salary scale, what then should your main focus be as you earn? Because we don't want to talk just about earning. We want to talk about how much you are putting away. And when you are in your 20s, you are, well, studies have shown that you are unlikely to be thinking about that saving or saving aggressively. And when you get into your mid-30s and 40s, it becomes very realistic. How much should one be earning? And then based on how much one should be earning and determine how much they are earning, how much percentage, this always shocks me, the percentage of how much you earn and how much you are saving. What should it be realistically?
Realistically, the irony is that in your 20s is when you should really start saving for retirement income, for the simple reason that money works better the longer you keep it working for you as an investment or saved up.
Right.
So I did a calculation for a 24-year-old the other day who wanted to save money. And she said, no, I want to save I waste 2,000 rand every month. I don't see where it goes. And we did a calculation to say, okay, from 24 to 65, that's a good 40 years of work.
Yeah.
41 years. She can have saved up 14 million rand in today's value by saving 2,000 rand a month.
It's a lot.
From 24.
Yeah.
So you can work those numbers. 500 rand saved from 24 works out to 3 or 4 million rand, depending on the annual return when you retire. So it's better for younger people to commit to saving because they haven't become accustomed to spending. Mm-hmm. They don't have the financial commitments. So it's important that a young person, a graduate, sees a financial planning professional from the outset so that the money they've never enjoyed, they can't miss.
Right.
The challenge comes in the 30s and 40s when there's children's school fees and things competing in terms of priority for you to save. And then people obviously end up missing the boat in terms of savings. Mm. Another challenge is that traditionally that we've always said as financial planners that you need to be saving at least 15% of your income in order to have a 70% or 75% replacement income when you retire.
Yeah.
This was based on much higher equity returns. The equity markets are not performing in the last 10, 15 years as they have historically. And it now looks that you need to be saving actually between 25 and 30% of your income through your lifetime so that A, you can replace your income when you retire, and B, because we're living longer.
Yes.
That's another big issue which we have to consider. We no longer can look forward to dying at 75 or 80. 90 or 100 can become quite a reality. Mm. So these are the factors you need to consider, in that the earlier you start, the better the odds are with you. So if there are any young people listening right now, they're in the pound seat. Sub 30, you've still got pretty much everything in your control. 30 to 40, you're losing control. Children are coming in, taking priority. In your 40s, most of the time, you've got children who are growing. And because we're all chasing careers now, in our 40s, we probably have toddlers and young children that by the time we retire, we end up using our retirement income
to fund their tuition
for varsity.
Yeah. That was Gerald Mwandiambira, Certified Financial Planner, in this week's Personal Finance Monday right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, talking about savings and what you should be earning at different life stages.